Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the show. The phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Arya.
Join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We started a story last hour, ended up getting distracted by talking about the media and sort of the same story being reported in multiple different places. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly still welcome to. But one discussion we were going to get into was about Qatar, where apparently the World Cup is happening. This is the world's largest soccer tournament, or the key game, essentially the Super Bowl of football. And
it is a tournament, evidently. So it's not just one game. It culminates.
It's a series of games?
Yes.
Okay. And so they're having all of these games in Qatar?
As far as I can tell,
okay.
I'm not an expert in the World Cup or in football. As I began to say when we first brought this up, I have a lot of friends who do play soccer. One of them is a soccer coach. I mean, she's got a master's degree in some sports thing, and she's soccer football was her sport. She plays it regularly with the people who own the Jamaica place out here. They're on her adult co-ed soccer team. It's a big deal, apparently, even here in New Hampshire. And it's surprising to me, but when I mentioned to she showed me today that she was watching a video of the World Cup, and I was like, yeah, you know, but screw Qatar. And she's like, why? What's going on there? I was like, you're watching the World Cup? I mean, you're plugged in to current events more so than the average person.
And she didn't know.
And you have no idea any of this is going on.
So what's going on?
Well, there's many things going on. There's also rumors, and I can't weigh in on these, that there's been an unusual number of worker deaths in regard to the World Cup in Qatar. I don't know anything about that. I've seen it. I have not independently verified it, but it seems suspicious based on what I've seen, and within the realm of possibility.
Like people from Qatar?
I don't know.
Oh.
The European teams, however, competing at the 2022 Qatar World Cup, walked back their plans to wear One Love armbands in support of LGBTQ rights during the tournament. Now, this comes back to the whole source of this is that being gay or being LGBTQ is illegal in Qatar. I don't know what the punishment is for breaking that particular law, but it is illegal.
According to the Washington Post article about this, they say here that same-sex sexual activities are punishable in Qatar with a prison sentence and potentially, although it is never known to have been carried out, capital punishment.
Which is death.
Correct.
That's unfortunate. So that's where things are. And a lot of people a lot of these are European teams where, you know, LGBTQ rights are widely recognized and not, you know, you're penalized or discriminated against. So their plan was to wear One Love armbands, which is sort of a slogan for LGBTQ stuff. And, you know, there's only one love out there, and it doesn't matter whether it's between, you know, two men or two women or a man and a woman. All love is essentially the same.
Or three men or, you know, mixed bag or whatever, right?
Right. That's the meaning behind the One Love campaign, is that all love is the same.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. But, of course, the Qatar government doesn't like that because that's pro-LGBTQ. So they want people to instead wear one that says no discrimination.
Hold on. The government wanted that?
I don't know.
They preferred it over the One Love, which is a little weird to me because, like, no discrimination is more like, I know exactly what that means immediately. One Love is more like you got to think about it.
Not necessarily in Qatar, where being gay is criminal, right? We don't discriminate against criminals in the United States. I mean, you're not discriminating against thieves when you arrest them for stealing and throw them in prison, even though in the most realistic and linguistic sense is yes.
It's absolutely discrimination.
But she means, like, people don't think of it like that.
Right. Mm. And just like, you know, if you arrest someone for stealing, you're not discriminating against them for being a thief, just like in Qatar, the way they view it. If you arrest someone for being gay, you're not discriminating against them for being gay. You're punishing them for criminal activity. So they don't consider it to be discrimination, just like we don't consider it discrimination to arrest a thief. Mm-hmm. So they're fine with no discrimination. And I don't know whether Qatar, like, approved this or not, but I know they resisted the One Love thing. Mm. And FIFA is the governing body that does this World Cup nonsense. I don't know. They're the organizing body for football throughout the world, for soccer throughout the world. And they wanted people to wear this One Love armband as opposed to the no discrimination one. But captains of the teams from the 7 European nations competing in the World Cup, England, Wales, Germany, Denmark, Belgium, Switzerland, and the Netherlands, and I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure homosexuality is legal in all 7 of those countries, which really makes me ask, you know, why are these players participating in this nonsense? If you support LGBTQ rights and your employer is like, hey, you're all going to this place where being gay is actively penalized, mm-hmm. why would you even do that? Your whole team should sit that one out. They can't fire you all. And it seems like it.
The same reason why most of the tennis players during COVID went ahead and they did what they were told, right? They got the COVID vaccine and they jumped through all the hoops, with the exception of that one guy, Djokovic or whatever, who refused to and, you know, basically put his title up on the line and was willing to do it. But everybody else did what they were told.
I feel like this one's a little different. Like, maybe they really felt that they would have more of an impact if they went and wore these One Love armbands than if they just didn't go. Plus, there's like, it's the government that is against LGBT people, like, but this could potentially reach like the actual people that live there, you know. Maybe they just looked at it that way. I don't know.
And they know in this case that it's wrong. A lot of the tennis players who got the shot in order to compete, they felt like getting the shot was a good thing, or at least morally neutral. Here, these people from Western nations, presumably, they know that it's wrong to criminalize homosexuality. So that by going there and participating in this, they're promoting this wrong act that is discrimination.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can go that far, because I mean, you're not necessarily...
They're bringing tourism to Qatar.
Okay, but when you go and you play in the United States, does that mean you're promoting the war on drugs because the United States has a war on drugs? The fact that you're going to a place that is a tyranny in some various different ways doesn't mean you're necessarily endorsing that tyranny. And these people are... They just want to play their damn game. You know, they probably don't want to get involved in... I mean, maybe some of them want to wear an armband, but they're not willing to go so far as to give up their career or give up their what they might perceive as giving up their career just to simply make a political statement. Most people don't get it. Same reason why business owners don't get into business to disobey the government. They get into business to make money. They don't want to piss off half of their customers by taking a political position in most cases. That's why we saw a lot of business owners obey all the COVID mandates, even though they personally may have been against them. They just wanted to go along to get along. And the same thing's probably true of these players.
Good point. I don't want to fault the players. You're absolutely right for agreeing to go there and do this. I would say it's more the fault of the FIFA for allowing it to take place, knowing that these 7 European teams were going to be coming from places where homosexuality is not illegal and where it's widely accepted and not criticized.
Where's your
like, how many of the players might be LGBT? Like, I'd be really afraid to go there. I wouldn't have went to Russia if I was Brittany Griner.
She shouldn't have brought weed. I mean,
she didn't mean to. But honestly, we were talking about this before. I just wouldn't have went during a war where the Russians and the Americans are beefing. But it was her job.
Already there.
So.
Wasn't she already there or no? I don't know.
She had to be traveling.
It's from CNBC.
CNBC. Here's a story from Washington Post. Has like a little question and answer thing. Is it safe for LGBTQ fans outside of tournament zones in Qatar? Because they say that.
I wouldn't go even within a tournament zone.
Well, the World Cup is insisting that all fans are welcome alongside other visitors this year.
Why would you go to a place where you know that your lifestyle is criminalized?
Because you really love soccer?
But
I don't
even
know.
If you're promised safety, why would
it's
you
risky.
Take that
you
risk?
Watch it on TV.
Qatar is insisting that everyone is welcome at this year's World Cup and that LGBTQ people are no exception. The country is opening its doors, quote-unquote, without discrimination, according to the ruling Emir Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at a UN General Assembly this September. The organizers also publicly confirmed there are no restrictions on who's able to share accommodations while visiting for the World Cup. While contacted by the Post, the event's Qatari organizer suggested that all foreign travelers consider limiting public expressions of physical intimacy in line with local customs.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the people that live there, they have lived under these rules for so long, you got to expect that they're going to be, like, homophobic and stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a public... Okay, yeah, as they point out here, any public display of affection, regardless of what your sexual orientation is frowned upon, according to officials in
the
email.
Yeah, but frowned upon is very different from getting arrested.
Well, yeah, that's true. More coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're learning a little bit about Qatar, one of the smallest Middle Eastern countries. It is, according to Wikipedia, about half of the land size of our very own New Hampshire. So it's a pretty small place.
It is pretty small because you can pretty much travel from one side of New Hampshire to the other in about 4 hours, no matter which part of New Hampshire you're at.
That would be like from the northeastern corner to the southeast, you know, southwestern corner. Yeah, and most, you know, southern New Hampshire, you're going across in 2 hours from the westernmost point to the eastern, basically.
And that's the thickest from east to west.
Yeah, basically. So we're looking at Qatar. It is the host to the World Cup that's going on, I guess, right now. And there's a bunch of headlines in the news about the alcohol restrictions that have come into place. Apparently, the Qatarian government or whoever has banned the sale of alcohol in the area of the World Cup.
I'm surprised it's not just always banned. Like in
you can't
Saudi
get them
Arabia.
At the stadium?
That's what it sounds like. I don't know if it's available inside the stadium, but apparently the fans from Ecuador were chanting, "We want beer," in a story that came out just 1 hour ago. So this is apparently affecting the stadium. That's the way it sounds.
That's probably a bad idea. I don't know a lot about football, but I do know that football plus alcohol, from everything I've heard from my friends overseas, especially in the United Kingdom, you get hooliganism. You get people flipping over cars and setting things on fire.
It happens
just
in like Tuscaloosa, Alabama, whenever they have a crazy football game.
Also
know?
True.
Right. And
so, also, I can maybe see why they would ban the alcohol.
Sure. The winning team will do the destruction. Have you guys seen that happen where like the team
especially
wins.
In football, yeah. Yeah. In soccer.
I've seen American sports do that,
yes.
too. So anyway, I did pull up an article here from The New Yorker, written by someone who spent some time living in Qatar. It's a headline, "Drinking Beers in Qatar. As a Westerner who's lived under Qatari restrictions, I wasn't surprised by the public alcohol ban at the World Cups." So this was published yesterday, and she gets into, you know, detail on the sort of the culture and the life there.
Okay, put yourself in FIFA's shoes here. Here's this country that criminalizes all LGBTQ stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no alcohol anywhere in the country. There's no pot. What do they have? There's no strip clubs. There's none of this fun stuff. What does this country have to offer that would entice you to have the World Cup there?
Church, apparently.
Over literally any other country where you can have these things.
I was interested to know more about that when they said that they won the bid in 2010. I was like,
money.
What does that mean?
It means they paid for it.
Yeah, but other countries pay for it as well. And does that extra?
They outbid them.
But that $15,000 or whatever it was that's different
it's
between
$15 million.
Yeah, but is that big enough deal to screw
apparently
over
for FIFA,
all
it is.
That's exactly my point. They made a bad decision here, and they should have gone with the second highest bidder. Or they should have said, okay, look, we'll allow you to do this, but if you want to do it, because this is the World Cup. They're not hurting for FIFA isn't hurting for money. They should have. If I had been the manager of FIFA, and there's probably plenty of reasons I'm not, I would have said, if you want to do this, you're going to have to allow our people to have alcohol, and you're going to have to stop killing gay people.
According to the story here at the Washington Post, this was the original piece just about the restrictions and the World Cup, they do say that sex between adult men is prohibited and punishable by up to 7 years in prison, according to a U.S. State Department report. However, the same does not apply explicitly to women.
I'm not at all surprised to hear that. I'm sure there's some. I don't know what to do with that.
Is it not haram? He didn't ask that guy in the interview you were listening to that said homosexuality is haram. I think he only said being gay is haram, so maybe they don't think that about.
Well, this comes back to the.
I wouldn't want to test the waters if I were a lesbian lady and go and find out the hard way.
This sort of comes back to the Southern Baptist argument that, you know, being gay isn't a sin because people are born that way and you have no control over it. However, participating in gay acts is
acting
a sin.
On your yes. thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's sort of where they're coming from here, where it's not criminalized to be gay. It's not mm-hmm. illegal to be gay. But if you do anything gay, that's where it becomes illegal.
There was a refugee that someone we know knows, and I don't know the country, maybe I shouldn't say, but one of the women he knows that he's like working with said that when she got here, the first thing she wanted to do was try being a lesbian to see if she liked it. Because
nice.
She was like, I couldn't do mm-hmm. it where I
where
came
was she from.
think it was Syria. Mm. You know who I'm talking about, but I just don't.
Did she like it?
I don't know.
I mean,
I didn't meet her.
I can't understand that. Like, you know, I think I kind of want to try that to see if I like it or not. To me, sexuality just doesn't work that way. I mean,
me either.
And that's like, what I've always heard, that, like, you can't just be like, yeah, I think I'll try sleeping with a dude today.
That's how I feel, because, like, so many of my friends are, like, bisexual. So many of them, they're like, there's no way that you're just straight. Everyone is a little gay. And the only times I've ever done anything with a girl has been when I was drinking. And I was just like, okay, let's stop this because it's not for me. Like, I just know it's not for me. It's not like it's, like, a little bit for me. Like, I've always known it wasn't.
I think when people say everyone's a little bit gay, I would hope they just mean, like, you're capable of finding other women attractive. Not necessarily that you'd be willing to engage in homosexual acts with
it's
them.
It's more like I can see a painting and be like, that's a beautiful painting, but it's not the same thing as, like, I want to do something with that painting.
I see.
We should have you take, like, a Kinsey test or whatever. That's what measures the scale from straight to gay.
And
but I've taken one of those, and it's basically just, how gay do you want the test result to be? Because, I mean, you can tell what it's asking, you can tell what it's getting at, and you know what the result is going to be. So it's not really a test. It's a, please rate your gayness on a 1 to 7.
Let's go to Sarah. How gay are you, Sarah?
Oh, yes, yeah, pretty conversation there.
No, Sarah, how gay are you?
I just never have to really find out, you know.
Never had to.
I don't have to.
I had to.
But, I mean, the thing is that when women do it, we're considered, like, beautiful, and it's not disgusting. When a man do it, it's considered kind of, like, sordid. You know what I mean?
That's
I don't know if that's true in America.
Yeah, that's not been my experience with women at all. I assumed the same thing when I was growing up, and I was very surprised to learn from some of my girlfriends that they find the idea of two guys together just as hot as two men find the idea of two girls together.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really pursued it, but I wanted to talk about it.
Did you have a chance when you go to the commie meetings? Are there a lot of, like, easy lesbians there?
All of that. I don't think they're about that, but, you know.
Oh, they are. They're commies. I mean, yeah. Probably half
of them
are
sharing,
gay.
Right? Don't they supposedly believe in sharing? Doesn't that include your own bodies?
That wasn't really about that.
I mean, if communism doesn't believe, if you don't believe in owning things, then presumably you don't own yourself, right? So therefore, if somebody wanted to have sex with you, they should be able to under communism, don't you think?
I have no idea, but...
Well, you are a communist. I thought you were a communist. I thought you were a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. Sarah, hang on. I'll bring you back here, because I really want to know. I want to know, is that one of the tenets of communism?
And in fairness, I think we will actually let you get to make your point, but you've got to answer our questions first, because the world is dying to know, Sarah.
She wanted to talk about the bus.
Do you like the ladies?
There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. And if communism is about being against property, do you own yourself?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Federal Judge Loretta Preska ordered documents related to Jeffrey Epstein and his associates be unsealed. Several documents filed in the defamation case against Epstein's convicted handler, Ghislaine Maxwell, could be released after Preska determined public interest outweighed the privacy interests of the John Does named in the documents. Planning for travel also means looking at illnesses for many Americans.
The flu is spreading fast across the United States, according to a new report from the CDC. Most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in the southern states. However, the flu is starting to ramp up in other areas such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Experts say this type of widespread activity has not been recorded in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Free Talk Live brought to you by various different sponsors, including the folks that are trying to get in touch with people that worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988. If you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. There were contaminants in the drinking water during those years that might have led to those diseases, so you've got deadlines likely involved here. I'm going to give you a phone number. You can call it and see if you or a loved one are eligible. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. Call that number, 888-918-1037. Sarah is still on the line with us here in New Mexico. Now, I know you were calling about some other reason tonight, Sarah, because you don't actually listen to the show. But, you know, every now and then we do like to involve you in our conversation with some topic at hand. And since we've been talking about being gay in the country of Qatar and how it may actually be a crime there at various different levels, we just find myself wondering that you as a communist, I mean, you've said that you are a card-carrying Communist Party member. You go to the meetings. Surely.
I stopped going.
Why? Why'd you stop?
When I was in Boston, there was like 7 Communist Party meetings like every week that I could go to. But over here, it's kind of remote. They have one meeting once a month. So I stopped going, and I'm not a card-carrying member. And, you know, that's your preference of...
So does that mean you no longer actually believe in communism?
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with your personal choice. Communism is about economic policy.
Well, I thought communists were against property, though.
I mean, but you know what? You make your decision with you between your morality with your Lord. You know what I mean? Your God.
No. But I want to know about property, Sarah. Isn't communism against the idea of property?
But, I mean, you know, I don't know how it's every culture, it will adapt to your culture. I mean, you look at it. There's gay churches because they...
Sarah, she can't answer the question.
I don't think she even understands the question.
Yeah, she just doesn't have the capability to answer this question.
You don't think she knows what property means?
I don't think she knows if self-ownership of your body is always, like, a thing that they have or don't have in communism, or if it depends on the country you're in or whatever. I don't think she knows, and I don't really know.
Sarah, you understand that Ian has changed the subject, right? He's not asking you anything about being gay right now. He's asking you about property.
Well, property, okay, your body.
She's addressing the body. Go ahead.
Like bread or cows that you share amongst the people. We're talking about economics. You have your right to your body and your conscience.
Okay, wait. Now slow down 1 second here. I like that. I like what you said there. I'm with you. You have a right to your body. You have a right to your conscience. So,
and you
if
have
I,
to answer to your God.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you 100% on that, Sarah. I got another question now. So we agree. This is rare, but we are in agreement that you have a right to your body. You get to do what you want with it. Now, if I use my body to make something, to create something that did not exist before I used my body to make that thing, do I have a right to the thing that I made?
What thing? Are you talking about a child or what?
No, I'm not talking about a child. I'm talking about like a physical object. You know, I've carved something, a statue. Yeah, I've taken a piece of wood and a knife and I've carved a statue.
What does that have to do with morality?
I'm not asking about morality yet. I'm just asking you. You said I own myself. You said that I have the right to myself. And so I'm asking you, if I myself use my own body to create a thing, I put my energy, my work, and my time into making this statue from a piece of wood, is that my statue? Do I have a right to it?
Well, I guess that's your statue unless you want to sell it.
You're not a communist.
Yeah, she's said things like this before.
Yeah,
she's not a communist.
You're not really a communist. You are actually a person who believes in the market. You believe in the right to property and the right to create things and sell things. Sarah, you and I, it turns out we agree on more stuff. All right, so what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I want to say one more thing.
Yes.
Just more importantly than what did that have to do with morality, I always want to know what being gay and having sex has to do with morality. Like, to me, it seems like there's a jump that Christians take.
Well, didn't they say something in the Bible about Christ doesn't like Jesus or like gays or something?
That God doesn't, but it's just like, when did, I know when it became, okay.
Thou shalt not spill thy seed on another man or something to that effect.
I don't know. But it's just like.
Well, there were many things in the Bible. The consensus, I think, among scholarly Christians is that they were referring to the love between, they were referring to pedophilia.
Oh, okay.
That's one hypothesis that I've heard, but, you know, English translations are pretty clear in what they're saying. And it explicitly says that thou shalt not lie with a man as one does with a woman.
But just forgetting about the Bible, what does being gay have to do with morality? How is it moral or immoral? Just please think without referring to the book for once. Like, I just don't understand. Unless it's rape, I don't understand what sex has to do with morality.
Is this a question for Sarah, or are you just asking the audience?
I don't think Sarah, like, can answer that question, okay. So I'm just asking.
I certainly can't, but I would speculate it has something to do with procreation. As Rich pointed out once at a nightcap a long time ago, if you're a warmongering people and you're constantly making your neighbors angry and you're constantly at war with them, one of the most important things you need to do is procreate and
produce
more soldiers.
So you can sacrifice children for the state. Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you can have more soldiers. And he speculated that that was the reason that homosexuality became outlawed or haram or forbidden or whatever terminology one wishes to use, because it doesn't procreate. And that's the same reason that masturbation became criminalized and outlawed, because it's not used to procreate. So anything that got in the way of procreation
was
deemed to be bad. And that sort of carries on into modern times, where Christians view contraceptives and condoms and birth control and all manner of other things as being somehow immoral.
Uh-huh. Yes. So Sarah, you were calling about the bus. What's going on?
Yes, so the city councilors want to actually get after these, prohibit these criminals and people that beat and assault bus drivers from riding the bus.
Okay.
How many city councilors are there? How are they going to tackle all of them?
No, I'm kind of thinking, why did it take them so long?
What are they going to do, though? How are they, going to have a background check for you whenever you get on the bus?
That's kind of like, I'm perplexed, because they have these people on camera. Like, there was a guy that shot at the bus. He shot off the bus. He didn't hit anybody, but he was so angry, he was shooting the bus. But they have cameras of this guy. So this guy will be, like, prohibited from riding the bus.
But how?
He was shooting.
Why? Isn't he in jail?
His mugshot. I mean, they would have real-time cameras.
Right, I get what you're saying, but look, you're in a city of 500,000 people, right? Like, Albuquerque is a big place. You can put a...
I'm kind of perplexed. How are they going to do this?
I don't know.
That was my question.
It's probably just tough talk, Sarah. It's probably just them trying to get, people on their side. Or
facial recognition systems, maybe, but I don't think Albuquerque's got the money for that.
Well, it's probably cheaper than it's ever been, but then you're going to get false positives, and there's going to be all
kinds of problems.
Weren't
their cameras like $60,000 each?
I don't know.
But there was a Sarah.
The thing is that they should have done this, 30, 50 years ago. Why are they considering it for so many
years? It's hard to implement. I mean, it's like when somebody tries to, give a business a bad check, and they put the check up on the wall and say, oh, well, no more checks from this guy. Well, okay, if somebody tries to write you a check from that same account, you might recognize the name. Same thing, if you put up the guy's picture, maybe the bus drivers are going to recognize him when he gets on, but if he hasn't changed his hairstyle or
But then are the bus drivers
hair.
Meant to, put themselves in danger every
right.
time?
Then the bus driver's going to kick the crazy guy off? It's probably less dangerous to just let him ride for a block or two. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. It's actually a good question. How would they implement that? Of course, Uber doesn't have this problem for the most part because, you have to have a credit card to be able to ride on Uber. There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got more on Qatar and the various different conservative restrictions in that country coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open should you wish to join us. You can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Archives and more are all available for you there. So let's get back into this Qatar controversy where FIFA, the World Cup, the big soccer, international soccer championship thing, they're having their tournament in Qatar, relatively small countries, half the size, land size of New Hampshire, twice as many people, so definitely a little more density there. But apparently they're, you know, pretty wealthy on that oil money. And and that's the story here from the New Yorker about the alcohol there. We thought that they would be restricting alcohol, but there's actually, well, there are restrictions on the World Cup specifically, but as far as being able to drink in Qatar, as long as you're not a Muslim and you're willing to do it privately, you can legally drink, apparently, in Qatar, according to the story.
Okay, so they can't have them at the World Cup, but if they have alcohol and they drink it in their homes or in their hotel or Airbnb or whatever, that's allowed.
So according to the story of the New Yorker, which I've skipped down to this part here, it was published just yesterday, and just so you know what the headline is, I'll publish it for you, or I'll post it on our social media at social.freetalklive.com on the @FTL account. Claire Malone writing, it's called Drinking Beers in Qatar. And after a little while, she explains. She says, drinking became a fixation for many because it was fun and social, sure, but there was also a nose-thumbing aspect to it. Again, she lived in Qatar for some time. You lived in your whole work week wearing conservative clothes in 120-plus degree heat, going to censored movies at the theater, and growing tired of the endless mall walks. A Hendrix and a cucumber was a taste of home and a private statement of defiance. Drinking in Doha, which I guess is a city there, must be done in sanctioned hotels and clubs or at your residence after you've obtained a liquor license through your employer.
Even at your house?
Yes, stating that you are not a Muslim.
Then it is not act of defiance, it feels like. Like, I remember in high school, it was, like, so much more fun to smoke weed in Texas in 2010.
Because it was more illegal there?
Because it was so illegal. And now it's less, just, like, I feel like it's less. But there's that one aspect of missing, at least.
Yeah, you make a great point here, Bonnie, and that is for the average person, doing something that is mostly prohibited, even in a legal way, feels defiant to them, right? Like, this person isn't defying anything except perhaps
that's
social
so
norms.
Sad.
Yeah.
Because being genuinely defiant is so addictive. I mean, it feels good to say no and to stand up for yourself. Even if you just half-heartedly want to say no, just actually doing it, it's such a power move.
Alcohol, she says, so central to many cultures and such anathema to the Qatari one, is a natural trigger point in what is somewhat reluctantly multicultural society. It's why the World Cup controversy could have been foreseen. Beer at stadiums would have crossed an important line of private versus public consumption of alcohol. And in Qatar, the boundaries between those realms is sacrosanct. Rules like no eating or drinking in public during Ramadan and our other pointed assertions of values that grate on some expatriates. House parties ramp up during the holiest month of the Islamic calendar. Quote, Ramadan is dry, but not at the Marine House, an old invite that I recently pulled up blared. It's an impulse that
That's disgusting. So even if you're not a Muslim, you effectively have to publicly live according to Muslim custom. Why?
That's right.
And why would anyone stay there if you weren't a Muslim in those
situations?
She
must have been making money.
Make money elsewhere. I mean, yeah.
You know how people are.
To a certain extent, it's not worth it.
They'll give up their principles for money. That people do it all the time. They live in places they don't want to live. They work for people they don't want to work for. And they excuse it because, hey, I got to put the kids through school. Right? We see it with police. We see it with people working.
Yeah, so that they can do the very same things. And they can work for people that they don't support and they don't agree with. So they can put their own kids through school. And at some point, someone's got to draw the line and stand up for themselves.
Agreed. This is the difference between people who value principle and people who value money.
Yeah.
Right. She says it's an impulse that is admittedly more than a little pueril. The small population of Qataris holds itself apart from the rest of the country. An invitation to a Qatari home for a Westerner is a rarity. I never saw the inside of one, but I went to the women's portion of a large wedding once and was tickled that when the abayas came off...
The women's portion of a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a Muslim country, so you sort of got to expect that kind of thing. But
even
Jesus.
Like Mormons have that in their churches. Like, there's women's groups, men's groups. Mm-hmm. You got to, unless you get married, you're not in the same group, and it's just like I could not stand growing up like that. Like,
I mean, Christian churches have that too. At least the ones I went to, they had like women's Sunday school and men's Sunday school and all that. But
they'll still mix together on the
it wasn't like
Sunday.
Segregated.
Well, it won't be like you can't be together unless you're married. Like, at least the ones I've been to. Maybe there are some.
Interestingly, she says that when the abayas came off, and I had to look up what an abaya is. I thought it might have been a headdress, but it's actually like some other piece that a woman wore. It's a very conservative sort of, not
like a shawl,
probably like a shawl or a dress, sort of a whole body covering thing. So she says, when the abayas came off, I was one of the more conservatively dressed attendees. She said the cleavage and side boob on display were worthy of a Kardashian photo call. My phone was confiscated at the door. Not that I would have dared pull it out. I thought of that when I watched a Danish news crew arguing with Qatari authorities last week. Quote, you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place, the reporter said. A fair point. But in Qatar, behavior in public spaces is highly regulated. When I lived there, men and women couldn't hold hands in public.
It's the same thing like... filming in public is illegal in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, really?
And, like, even, like, married people don't go around holding hands and stuff like that.
Yep.
So.
Well, they should. I mean, it's a good thing to show affection toward one another. And
if you
want to
get your hand cut off.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't cut people's hands off, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we should have more love, more friendship, more affection in the world. We shouldn't discourage and criminalize and demonize these things.
But, these are places where making that societal change is very difficult. It's much easier to just go somewhere more pleasant, right? Like, leave. Get out of these places.
Which would work if you didn't have organizations like FIFA saying, hey, we're going to go to this backward, hateful place that causes people to repress their feelings for one another. And
well, FIFA's not the problem. FIFA's just going to be there for a short period of time.
It's one of many problems.
It's just a temporary issue. The problem is that somebody who is born in Qatar, this woman's from, the U.S. or U.K. or something, she can go home, right? If you're born in Qatar and you're born gay... That's the problem, because then how do you get to the United States? You can't. Immigration restrictions. That's the problem here, is people who are stuck in hellholes like Qatar, or worse places. Like, Qatar is kind of progressive.
You know, being very clear, like, you mean that the government is the problem, right? Because it keeps sounding like you're saying the gay person is the problem.
No,
I know,
sorry if
that
it wasn't
that's
clear.
What you meant.
Yeah, the government's the problem. Immigration restrictions are preventing people who are born in places where they do not fit in. They do not belong, and they're never going to change the society around them. They're going to lose their genitals, or they're going to lose their hand, or they're going to lose their life. if they try to push the boundaries of going out and doing public displays of affection in these places. Whereas all they would have to do in a freer world of being able to at least just travel and move to a different place is simply pick the place that is the most friendly to them and be able to go there. But no, you can't do that. You can't just go to San Francisco or to New York or to New Hampshire or wherever, you know, country we're talking about, the Netherlands. You can't just pick up and leave. It's the, all these stupid rules stand in the way.
Yeah, it would
change everything.
All the more reason that, you know, all of these immigration laws should just be stricken from the books, and we should have free travel because of the gay people born in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, or the lesbians born in Qatar and Saudi Arabia that have to repress themselves and live lies or be put to death simply because of who they are. To say nothing of the ones who just want to be able to have a drink every once in a while, or who want to smoke some pot or do some blow or whatever.
Right. Yeah, and there's, you know, there's other countries. I think you mentioned Saudi Arabia, where people get arrested for having a little speck of cannabis and thrown into prison.
Yeah, and they're doing a whole campaign trying to make it more. They're trying to make their tourism like a big thing now, because, you know, if they can't rely on just oil, because that's like all they have. They don't have any rivers or anything.
They also have Mecca. Saudi Arabia has a huge tourism market because part of the whole thing with Islam is that you have to go to Mecca, I think, at least once in your life.
Correct. The Hajj.
Yes, and they have the place. Mm-hmm. And I think they put a McDonald's there.
They have lots of, like, I was so shocked to see some. Like, I've been, like, watching YouTube videos about Saudi Arabia because I really wanted to go there. Until my friend who actually went there came back home and told me lots of stuff about it. It sounds way worse than I thought. But if you watch videos online, it's like, it doesn't look that bad. It looks really pretty and really cool. It's really sad to me that places are off limits for some humans to go to, because, like, Mecca is so beautiful. And I was, like, telling my friend, I was like, oh, I want to go there, because he was showing me pictures. And then I saw online, you literally can't go there if you're not
Muslim.
Yeah. And it's, like, the most beautiful city on earth. It's not there.
Well, I don't know if it's the most beautiful city on earth. It's probably really hot and uncomfortable.
But it's pretty.
Bland.
The stuff that they build is so much prettier than in
America. So the architecture. You like the architecture.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.